From thezebrablog.com, welcome to Before and After, the Furniture Refinishing Podcast. I'm Lane Ball.
Such a sense of satisfaction when you've done something for so many hours and you've completely changed the look of a piece. And this piece is absolutely stunning. It's just such a, you know, a moment of pride that you've put all the work in, all the hours in, and you've come up with something so unique. Well done.
Thank you so much. And girls, yours are amazing as well. I love both of the styles and the techniques that you girls use. I mean, your pieces are fantastic. So congratulations to you as well.
Today on the Zebra Blog's Furniture Refinishing Podcast, we're talking with the artist of the winning pieces of the Zebra Diaries August 2019 Stenciling Theme Contest. The entries were really amazing and we appreciate all who participated. Thank you to the members of the Furniture Diaries who we partner with to host these monthly contests. We also want to thank Fusion Mineral Paint and D. Lawless Hardware for partnering with us for the August giveaways. We're excited that you get to hear from our winners today. All three winning pieces will be displayed on thezebrablog.com's podcast page and the Zebra Diaries page, which is also on thezebrablog.com. There you can see the judges and enjoy the gallery of winners for each month. We are excited today to have a special co-host. It's the one and only Jessica with Blue Peaches Furniture. It's the refinisher who sands her furniture in the winter outdoors, providing lots of entertainment for her neighbors, and who has a cottage to escape to on the weekend. If you are wondering what in the heck I'm referring to, and would like further explanation, please listen to last week's podcast. Hey, that was a pretty good teaser in reverse. Listen, thanks for co-hosting today, Jessica.
Thanks for having me, Lane. I have a lot of questions for these talented ladies. I tried my stencils using stencils and it didn't look nearly as good as these gals did. So I'm really excited to learn how they did such amazing work.
Yeah, we're going to have a great time. We always have fun when you're on, Jessica.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Now we want to introduce you to the stars of our podcast today. They are the winners of the August 2019 Zebra Diaries contest. We're excited to have Karen with Emporium K Designs, Angie with Picked and Poshed, and Courtney of Steel Birch Studios. Congratulations to all three of you, and welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Hi.
Yay, thank you so much.
We really appreciate you all joining us, and we want to encourage everyone to be in prayer for those in the path of the hurricane. Courtney, you're in Charleston. Are you staying there during the storm?
Hey guys, I am about 9 miles away from the beach, so we typically don't have that bad of flooding, but my husband and I were staying with our dog and our cat, and we're taking in some friends in our spare bedrooms.
So what's the latest on the storm?
Well, it's going very, very slowly. It actually moved 30 miles in like a whole day. So right now it's expected to hit, I think, sometime later this evening and tomorrow. It might brush us or it might directly hit, but it's a Category 2. Mm. So it is, you know, it's dangerous, but it's manageable, I think. you just have to be careful and safe.
Our podcast producer, Ellis, is actually on the coast as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he's moving inland. He's pretty close to the coast. And so he's moving inland a few hours, I think, to try to...
Yeah, and I think it's better to be safe than sorry, you know, but... there's definitely a lot of low-lying areas, especially downtown, where it literally becomes a full-on swamp with flooded water. So
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so that's where I'm taking some of my girlfriends out of that area. So we'll be safe here and take shelter, and I'm praying for everybody else in the area as well along the coast.
And for the Bahamas, I know they were hit so hard. Like, as you mentioned earlier, it moved so slowly, and the winds were incredibly high, so it did so much damage. Well, praying for all of those folks. Well, Angie, tell us where you are from.
I'm from Sellersburg, Indiana, which is about 15 minutes from Louisville, Kentucky, which the home of the Kentucky Derby.
That's a beautiful area, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's really pretty. Karen, you are outside of North America. Tell us where you're calling from.
I sure am. I'm in County Wicklow, Ireland, which is about an hour outside Dublin on the East Coast.
Beautiful country there as well, isn't it?
It's very pretty. We can get all four seasons in one day, generally. At the moment, it is very windy, lashing rain, and this morning it was really warm and sunny.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to say, Karen, I love your accent.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we may try to mimic you to try to pick that up.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. It can be quite a difficult accent for people to pick up in Hollywood or the movies. It just always comes out a little twee sometimes when people try and take it off for movie roles. But I don't know, I think it's quite an easy accent to do.
It loses its authenticity in Hollywood, doesn't it?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, let's dive into our winning pieces. Jessica, tell us who won third place.
Well, Karen from Emporium K Designs, she completed these beautiful nightstands and she used a metallic stencil, which was just so classy and beautiful. We love them.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for entering all the way in Ireland.
No, I've been watching these fabulous designs coming through on Zebra painting sites for a very long time. And when I got the message yesterday, I had to do a double take. Like, is it me? Is it really me?
Well, we're happy you're happy. So I was wondering, just in terms of the metallics that you used, I know that generally metallic overlay is a bit more transparent. So I'm curious to know what you did to ensure that it was more opaque. Did you use another color underneath, or did you just layer on the metallic?
Yeah, they can come through. Metallics, they can be quite difficult to work with. So what I normally do is I have the piece fully painted in whatever base color that I'm going to use. And then I'll do the first layer of the stencil in a metallic paint. What I normally use is one from Fusion or General Finishes. And then just to give it the depth that it needs, so that sometimes when light catches metallics, it can look kind of transparent, see-through, and it doesn't look like it's been done completely. So I then go over the design again twice with a gilding wax, which makes it really solid.
That's so cool.
My goodness. How much time did you spend on these pieces, Karen?
Well, for these two, they can be, it's a little deceptive. They're quite large. And obviously there's two pieces. So I'd say in total, it was about 10 hours of stenciling for the two of them. Because there was four stages, two each of paint and then two each of the cream gilding wax over it. And what made the job even more difficult was that each drawer had a raised bevel going around it. So to get the stencil right up and not skewed slightly took a lot of time, and the end then had to be free painted.
You must be very patient.
I can lose myself. I go out to the workshop once the kids are gone to school, put on the music, bring a cup of coffee with me, and next time it's like 6 hours later.
So did you tape the stencils on, or how did you secure the stencils?
I use frog tape. It's the yellow frog tape because I find standard, I've never sprayed a stencil on. I don't know why, I've just been a little hesitant to go down that route. And I find the yellow frog tape, it's a painter's tape, so it's very low tack. And I put that all around the stencil, and I have a leveler for stencils to make sure that it's completely level. Tack it on and stencil away.
So much patience involved, and they turned out absolutely incredibly. I know for myself, I was originally going to challenge myself to do a metallic stencil, and I completely got too scared to do it. So kudos to you.
Girl, you could pull it off.
So definitely give it a go.
Maybe one day, but I had so much struggle getting my stencils. It looked like a child put them on. So I am so curious to know. I have so many questions for you guys.
I'm sure, Jessica, you're being a lot harder on yourself than what others. Karen, are these pieces for sale? Were they commissioned pieces? What's the story on that?
They were commissioned. I have quite a large range of antiques in stock, and I put them up on my page, and then customers choose the piece of furniture, and then we'll talk through color and design. So these were already sold. Which is a shame because, you know, a winning piece now would have sold them a second time.
Well, now you'll get future orders to do the same thing.
I hope so.
For sure. Now, what about the hardware? Is the hardware, did you use the same hardware that was original to the piece, or did you use new hardware?
I was very lucky. I mean, I'm sure as the other ladies here know, when you get a piece that has all the original hardware on it and fully intact, you do the happy dance. And every single handle on both these pieces were intact. So they just needed to be fully cleaned. They were actually quite black to start off with. So it's the usual boiling them in baking soda and vinegar takes off all the grime. And then I rub them down with steel wool. And then there's three-stage process. There's the rub and buff. Then I gild it with actual silver leaf and then seal it to make sure that it all stays on.
Now, you mentioned earlier you use fusion metallic and also general finishes. Is that what you used on these two particular pieces?
This one was general finishes.
What about the paint color?
The paint color is a mix that I use myself from combining general finishes, linen, and Queenstown Grey. It started off about 2 years ago. I was doing a piece. It wasn't commissioned. It was just for my own stock. And I was low on paint. So I ended up mixing two colors so I'd have enough paint to complete a piece. And that has turned out to be probably one of my most popular colors since.
It's a beautiful color.
Yeah, it's lovely. I think the linen, because Queenstown is quite a dark, heavy gray, and the linen is a lovely warm color, and it gives a lovely warm undertone to the gray. It's a really nice shade. It's very versatile for any kind of color that people would have in the rooms already. It would go with everything, really.
Well, beautiful work, Karen. It's just phenomenal. Why don't you share with our listeners your Instagram account?
Sure, it's Emporium K Designs.
Great. Well, I know you'll have a lot of people wanting to follow you if they're not already. Congratulations on that piece for sure. Jessica, tell us who won second place.
So Angie from Picked and Posh, she won second. She did a beautiful green hutch. And in the back, the inside, she did painted white and black floral stenciling. And I got to say, this was so amazing. I, at first glance, assumed it was paper because the patience and the spot on, I mean, perfection of it all was mind blowing. So like edgy, top notch work.
Very beautiful.
So Angie, like what inspired you to do the stencil on the inside and how long did that take you?
Well, one time before I had a hutch and I used a wallpaper and it was probably a really old wallpaper and it fell down within 30 minutes of being inside the hutch.
Oh no.
So I thought, I can't in good conscience sell something that's not going to last. So, and I love to stencil. In my previous house, I stenciled 24 hours worth of my walls everywhere. Oh, I stenciled an accent wall. It was a little much. But it just seems natural now to, well, let's just stencil the furniture. So, and the backs of the hutches actually, some of them come off. They're just put in with staples. So the easiest way was for me to take that off, and then I actually just sat in the floor and then painted the entire thing white. And then after that, I put my floral stencil on top and used the black paint over that. And that took about 4 hours. And afterwards, it was funny because it's a pretty big section. I had it just sitting in my living room. It looked like a piece of artwork. It's like, yeah. I don't even believe that stencil. And I stenciled it because it did look really good with that black and white together.
Yeah.
So it was just a happy accident and happened that everybody really liked it. So that's always a win because I tend to do crazier things anyway, finishes. So I was super happy about that one.
And so you should be. How did you secure the stencil so that it, I mean, there was no flaws. I zoomed in.
Well, there were a couple, to be fair, but with my staging stuff, it kind of covered them. But just use green frog tape since it was on the ground. Now, if I had to do it upright, I would have had to use some kind of adhesive and the frog tape.
Wow. And was that stencil that big or did you do sections? Okay.
No, it's like probably a 14 by 14. So yeah, lots of overlapping to make sure I'm lining it upright. And then, repetitive work, probably 15, 20 times, something like that. but it pays off. Stenciling is very rewarding in the end, very frustrating during the process. When it doesn't line up or you make a mistake, but afterwards it's really hard to sell it because you kind of get attached to it. At least I do. So.
Right. And what do you do if you do make a mistake for people like me who need advice on what happened?
Well, since the back was all white, and if I had, then I would have just went back and did the white again. And then, you know, taken much longer to let that dry and then go back over it again with the black.
Oh, my God.
But when you look at it panning out, honestly, the little bitty flaws, that you really don't, you can't see them that much in the grand scheme of the whole thing.
Well, it's almost like you want to see a few little flaws for folks because it's like, hey, this isn't wallpaper. This is handcrafted.
Well, I do have a video if you all really want to know of me doing it. So it really is.
Oh, yeah.
No, we believe.
I'm glad you all didn't think, oh, that's wallpaper. She's not even going to qualify. So I'm really glad you all believe me because I was so excited to have won. So.
Oh, I'm glad. It was. An absolutely stunner piece. And is it sold?
Oh, yes. I sold it the next day after I put it up. I mean, so many people wanted that. And with that green, you just never know how it's going to go. And then with the floral, it's like, you know, how do you know people are going to have dishes they even want to put in there? But a lady bought it that's going to use it in her office. And it worked out perfect. I mean, I had so much feedback from that piece. And I was like, gosh, it's kind of a, you know, a bolder green color. And now, like the other gal said, it's kind of sad that it's so because I would like to keep it since it was a winning piece and
totally.
Display it in my home.
So you mentioned that you did the stenciling first. So you went with black and white. Did you know you were going to paint the piece in green as well? Or how did that unfold?
I thought I was, but then once I did the black and white, I didn't touch the piece itself until I finished the stencil. And then I thought black and white, I can see a pretty green going with this. And so that's what I went with. And it was kind of a happy accident, like almost every piece of furniture I do. So.
And what paints did you use?
I used Jolie. I did a custom mix of a darker green they have and then a white to get that bolder green I used, I guess.
It's a beautiful, beautiful color.
Thank you.
Yeah. You guys, I have to say to all furniture refinishers, you know, I mean, I don't know if this is just something that develops as you get experienced, but the whole mixing of paints sort of amazes me because it's like, you know, I mean, you know, paints are not cheap, generally speaking. I mean, they're quality paint, and then you're starting to mix these paints, and then they come out like you got these phenomenal colors, and it turns out great. Did you find that you started mixing, like, you know, further into your furniture refinishing career, or did you start mixing, like, you know, right off the bat?
I'm like a mad scientist with all my paints. So I had to build up some inventory. Then I'm able to pull, you know, one color to another to mix them. Otherwise, in the beginning, I wouldn't have been able to do that with the very limited amount of supply I had.
For me, I mixed earlier on just because, again, I didn't have a lot of paint colors, right? So I had two jars. Mm-hmm. And then when I got to the end, neither one of them would have enough for a full piece, so I would just go mix them together to save money and hope for the best. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, so that it wasn't so much creativity based, but yeah.
But it all turned out great.
Something's been working for you.
Most of the time, there were times when it didn't. So.
You just stick that jar back up on the shelf, right?
Yeah.
Well, that nice job, Angie. That was so much detail. And I have to say that when I saw the pieces that were chosen by the Furniture Diaries ladies, I was, when I saw that piece, I was like, this is pretty, but that's wallpaper back there. Where's the stencil?
I am sending you a picture of my video.
No, I believe it. No, I believe it. But then once I found that out, I was like, wow, that's really cool. So really,
thank you. I was
nice
very
job.
Proud of it.
Well, share with our listeners your Instagram account.
It is Picked and Poshed.
Great. Well, phenomenal. Well, Jessica, who won first place?
Well, for first place, we have Courtney from Steel Birch Designs, who I have to say, she is the queen of stenciling. I like there. It was just this month was, and before this month too, it was nonstop, beautiful stencils to choose from. I think you had like 6 this month, Courtney.
Oh, gosh, if I'm not mistaken. No wonder something's been wrong with me this month. I haven't put a stencil down.
you had a lot of stencil, and they were all so beautiful. And I mean, the work and time that goes into them is just outstanding, I can imagine. So of you have amazing patience.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So Courtney, tell us about the desk. How long did that take you?
So I was really trying to figure out how long it did take. I found it at a thrift store, and I had extra hardware left over from like a West Elm dresser set. So I knew I wanted to make it a more modern piece, and you know, I'll stencil and then I'll go a little bit of time without stenciling. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so ready to get my stencils out and just like take on a big project. And I just was like, all right, I'm going all out. It's not going to take me that long. And I mean, it's just a desk, right? And I mean, it ended up taking me about 40 hours total throughout a week. So it wasn't a small project, to say the least, but like, someone else just said, you know, yes, it's tedious in the middle of it, but the reward is so great, you know, and I'm so appreciative, guys. Thank you so much for nominating me for first place. I mean, I'm so honored. So
you have completely earned it from another artist, for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I have so many questions. So do you find stenciling therapeutic? Is that why you, the motion of it or do you just like how it turns out in the end? Yeah. Is that why you do it so often?
A little bit of both. And to be honest, I mean, it starts out very therapeutic. And then when you are probably, you know, a quarter or halfway through, you're like, why did I do this?
What am I doing?
Wait a second. But, you know, like, honestly, splitting it up throughout a couple days, you know, I'd put like 6 hours in on Monday, 6 hours in the next day, and then, you know, the next couple of days spread it out. And it is therapeutic. I listen to podcasts. I listen to this podcast as well.
Right.
It is therapeutic, and it's a challenge. But, you know, when it's done, you look at it, and I mean, it's so intricate. And it was also mentioned too, like the little mistakes and things like that. Like those don't even matter because of the whole piece. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just all comes together, and it does take time, but I think it's completely worth it.
For sure. And so when you apply the stencils, do you use an adhesive, or do you use the frog tape?
I don't use anything, actually. I try to keep my stencils as clean as possible, and I try to move as quickly as possible as well. So I will hold down every stencil piece and just kind of move as quickly as I can, you know, dabbing with the brush and move it to the next place. I position the desk in a way that I can, you know, be on top of it, you know, holding it up. I mean, I can do a couple maybe areas while holding it up, but typically I have the desk like doing somersaults in my living room while doing this. So
I'm tongue-tied because I'm so astounded that you don't think
surprise.
Sorry, Lane, do you have any questions?
I was going to joke and say, when she said she didn't use anything, you probably don't even use stencils either. You just
She just hand does it by hand.
Right.
I really think the key is getting it on a flat surface, holding it down, having enough paint on the brush, not too much where it bleeds, but, you know, just holding it down and, you know, just moving as quickly as you go, and you move the stencil, and if it has bleed through or any mistakes, you can kind of go back over it. Like, you know, if you do it in an area, you can move it up a little bit to like fix any areas that had bleed through or anything like that. And honestly, I find it was just a little easier than having to tape it and retape it and move it, you know, for the time wise.
And so do you use a specific brush? This goes for all of you guys. Do you use a specific brush? And you don't brush it, right? You dab it?
Yeah. I know. I kind
she probably switched. Doesn't use a brush either. She probably doesn't.
Well, I just want to say here, can I just say that the Zebra round or square, or maybe even the fan would probably work phenomenal for dabbing and stenciling.
Yeah, no, I was going to say I use the square. I use a square on some of the larger areas and then a smaller brush just for the little detailed spots. But the square does come in handy, so I totally agree with that.
I have a question. When you look at this piece and you look down at the legs, the base of the desk, it has a lot. It has some curves in it.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, did you just do a section of the stencil at a time? I mean, how's that? How does that?
Yeah.
Turn out?
Well, I use a combination. I mean, it's probably 8 stencils total. There's smaller stencils and then larger ones, but I'll take the smaller, you know, that the border stencil, and I'll kind of curve it with the edge. And honestly, if there's parts where I need to adjust, in that case, I'll just go back and hand paint over, you know, to fix any of the little details.
I just want to know if you just do one coat, like per stencil, or do you leave it to dry, do another coat, and then move it on?
Typically just one, but if I step back and look that some areas obviously got a lighter, some areas look a lot lighter than others, I'll go back over, you know, quickly. And that, you know, doing a second coat when you're doing a very different contrasting colors isn't too time consuming. But also I did a little bit of a rustic look with this piece. I don't know if you can really tell from the photos, but it I did a blend underneath the white bone inlay of pink and picket fence by Fusion. So it's, and then I distressed it a little bit. So I didn't care if there were some areas that were a little bit different than the rest. So I kind of made it look a little rustic as well.
Wow. Wow. That's like seriously. Sorry, go ahead, Lena. Keep interrupting you.
No. Well, I was just going to say, I think that's cool on all of for all of you guys. I mean, I know there's a lot of precision when it comes to stenciling, but at the same time, it's neat that it's you know, that it's a piece of art. So it's cool that there's some inconsistencies in each piece. Is this piece is it sold, Courtney?
Yes, it did. So I, and it was one of those too, like the other girl said, like it was, I loved it. I really, really loved it. And I know that the girl that came and got it, she, I mean, when she saw it in person, she was like, "You hand did this?" And I'm like, "Yeah," you know, she just like, couldn't even, she was just like, "Okay, here's the money. Thank you so much." So
when she when she discovered that, did she double the money?
I was just thinking that.
She did that all the time.
You should have sold it for probably like $1 million.
Yeah. I did sell it higher than, you know, my typical desks, but you know, it was a fair price, and you know, I really do enjoy doing it, and it is therapeutic for me, and you know, and that at the end, just being able to see the finished product, you're just, you know, I love it. So
such a sense of satisfaction when you've done something for so many hours and you've completely changed the look of a piece. And this piece is absolutely stunning. It's just such a, you know, a moment of pride that you've put all the work in, all the hours in, and you've come up with something so unique. Well done. Oh,
thank you so much. And girls, yours are amazing as well. I love both of the styles and the techniques that you girls use. I mean, your pieces are fantastic. So congratulations to you as well.
Well, I always like to tell folks too, refinishers, you know, if you're not already putting your signature on your pieces somewhere, please consider doing that. I think that continues to add the value to these pieces. You know, put your mark somewhere on it so that, you know, as generations pass these things down, they know who was the artist behind the piece. So please do that.
Yeah.
And I have to say too, Courtney, you said your girlfriends are coming over to stay. Now, are you going to be getting them into stenciling?
Yeah. That is the requirement for taking shelter in my house.
You probably have this huge piece you're going to tackle, and you're going to use them to help you finish that piece.
Yeah. Little do they know. you thought you were safe.
That's right. Well, phenomenal job, Courtney. Why don't you share with our listeners your Instagram account?
Yeah, I'm at Steel Birch Studios on Instagram. So I love what I do, and I'm so, so honored to be here. And it's great to talk to all of you.
Thanks again to all of you for joining us. And as mentioned earlier, continued prayers for those that have been affected by Hurricane Dorian and those in its path. So stay safe, everyone. And we hope each of you have a great day today.
Thank you so much.
Thank
great
you.
Great to talk to you all.
Thank you for answering all of my questions, too.
Jessica, you can come over anytime and stencil with me, girl.
You would not want that. You would not want that. Ruin your artwork.
No way.
Thanks so much, guys.
Listening friends, don't forget September's 2019 theme is fall. That means you can paint in yellow or orange or incorporate both. Our prize sponsors this month, along with our Zebra paintbrushes, is BB Frosch and D. Lawless Hardware. We look forward to seeing each of your entries. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Zebra Blogs Before and After Furniture Finishing Podcast. Today's episode is also featured on thezebrablog.com, along with contact information for today's guest. Your comments and suggestions for future episodes are always welcome, and we encourage you to share those by clicking on the podcast slide in our header at thezebrablog.com. That's thezebrawithani.com. Thanks for listening and happy refinishing.